This morning, as I lift up our joys and concerns, I would like you to pay attention to the names on the back of your bulletin and to take this home and put it by your prayer chair. Lift these persons up in your daily prayer. I also have a joy to announce that Cheryl Wastner is home from her hip surgery and seems to be doing fine. Mary Hawley would like to thank everyone for the cards, phone calls, and prayers during her knee injury, and God bless all of you. And some of you may be aware that Carrie Brashears did an extreme home makeover session down in the Springfield area, and that is going to be airing tonight. They will have an interview at 6 o'clock and the program at 7, so you might want to tune in and see our local celebrity. All right, if you would bow your head with me, I will offer a prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your presence in our lives. We know that you are the great physician and that you can take care of so many of our ills and our problems. We lay them at your feet, Father, and just ask that your presence would be with those who are hurting, grieving, and in need of some comfort. We give you praise for the healing in Cheryl's hip and Mary's knee, and we just thank you. We ask that you would guide and direct us throughout this week and help us to be your light to our hurting world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Yes, we do have a celebrity among us, and we also have folks that are working hard and doing well, both academic and sports-wise. We know that the high school football team won Friday night. We'll take a win, right? Yes. And depending on which you look at, they're either third or fourth as of last week in the state. So that's pretty awesome, I would say. Yeah, that is really awesome. And that's a lot of hard work, as all of you know. There's softball going on. Anybody know how the softball team is doing? They were first in their tournament? Awesome. Great. There's a lot going on of youth and adults in this church that is a great success, and God has blessed them in so many ways. And so make sure you pray for both our youth and each of us in this church so that we can have God's presence behind all that we say and think and do.